We're continuing our look at the Apostle Paul's voyage to Rome to defend himself before Emperor Nero. Things have been going pretty well for several days in our text, and then suddenly it changes. Luke records for us, "But it was not long before a cyclone called the Nor'easter swept down across the island. Unable to head into the wind, the ship was caught up. So we gave way and let ourselves be driven along." Well, Luke uses this word, Nor'easter or Euracalon, as we know it in Greek, to describe a whirling motion of the clouds of the sea that are caused by two contrary currents of air meeting. We might think of tornadoes in the same way. Well, it didn't take long for the sailors of the Alexandrian ship to recognize their old enemy, the Euroquillo. Now remember, this is not a sleek sailing ship. It is an immensely heavy Roman grain ship with one central mast and a huge square sail. You are hardly going to set the bow and cut through the waves caused by a nor'easter. The large gangly ship is going to be virtually impossible to steer in a typhonic type wind. So notice what Luke says. Unable to head into the wind, the ship was caught up. So we gave way and let ourselves be driven along. Mediterranean sailors all knew that Euroquillons sent ships to the graveyard known as the Greater Syrtis. Those fears have been borne out by archaeology. The Greater Syrtis has been excavated for decades, with the remains of many ancient ships being discovered. The Nor'easters would reef the ships and then shatter them. At this point, the captain of the grain ship had two options. He could let the hurricane-type winds push them far out into sea, where it might capsize, or he could let the ship be driven into the shore and possibly end up scuttled in the Greater Syrtis. Doesn't sound like much of a choice, does it? Well, it wasn't. So Luke tells us that the captain decided to give way, meaning to let the ship be driven along by the wind. In other words, he chose to chance being driven out to sea rather than risk being driven into the reefs and the rocks. Well, some 23 miles from Fairhaven was a small island-like port called Cauda. It's still there today. The Italians call it Gozo or Gabdos. The captain managed to make it to Cauda, where he decided to do what he could to survive the storm. And that's what we're going to see in the next few verses. So we go to verse 16 and 17. Luke records, "Passing to the lee of a small island called Cauda, we barely managed to secure the lifeboat. And after hoisting it up, the crew used ropes to undergird the ship. And fearing that they would run aground on the sandbars of Syrtis, they lowered the sea anchor and were driven along." Considering the fact that Luke was a medical doctor, he does a tremendous job of outlining what the ship's crew did to try to prepare the grain ship for surviving this nor'easter. We will see three things in these verses, and then we will see two others in the next. So they are doing everything human possibly to be able to try to keep this ship together and survive the Euroquillon. We'll see more of it next time on Verse by Verse.